We're here live at the headquarters of the Times and Sunday Times newspapers to celebrate the launch of the Olympic scrapbook that both publications are going to be releasing. Matt Tench, the Olympic consultant for the Times and Sunday Times, joins me now. Matt, why did you choose to go with a scrapbook?
Games provided a wonderful opportunity for us to provide something to bring families together. The Games is going to be a hugely enriching and memorable experience for everybody over the next few weeks. But the scrapbook is a way to bring families together, particularly children with their parents, so that they can produce something memorable. And each family will do it in its own way based on the sports and the competitors that most interest them. Much in the way that John has done, but we provide a backdrop to it. The place is obviously to cut out and stick pictures, but there's also information about the games. There's little graphics about how some of the sports work. There's a running tally of the medals that will come out each day. So it's done day by day, and you can go through and stick in like that.
So in many ways, it is sort of a complete guide to the Olympics with your own memories in there, really.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a complete guide, because I think there are other guides will give you more, but it's a way of you producing, families producing something that they can keep forever and that they can look through the papers. I mean, the other thing is, we live in a world, we were talking about the Olympics of 1948, the world has changed in many ways in 1948. One of the ways the media has changed. So these days there's so much on television, there's so much on the internet, there's so much on the Twitter sphere. But none of those things will give us a way of creating memories that you'll be able to look back in 5 years' time or in 25 years' time. Using the scrapbook, I think people can use the newspapers, which is still, I think, the best way of actually creating memories, and particularly the pictures from those newspapers. And I can guarantee you both the Sunday Times and the Times will produce some stunning images that will be able to go into the scrapbook.
There's nothing quite as nostalgic as going through newspapers and finding the cuttings and the articles, is there?
That's right. I mean, I challenge people to say that in 10 years' time, can you remember the tweet when so-and-so won the 100 metres? No, of course not. Tweets don't work like that. You get a stunning image of whether it was Linford Christie winning the Olympics, or we go back to 1948 with Dorothy or with Fanny Blankers-Cohen. The pictures from those moments are the things that people will remember. And by putting them into a curated scrapbook, you can create something that's both special for your family and will be a great way of remembering a special time.
Tell us about where we can pick up the scrapbook and what comes with it and what the Sunday Times and Times have planned.
So the scrapbook comes free with this Sunday's Sunday Times. And then it can be available in certain outlets, definitely Waitrose, the following Saturday with the Times. But the following day on the Sunday Times, we'll have stickers that are deliberately geared around the scrapbook, which provides both little medals, little messages and so forth. So I think kids will love working with those stickers, finding places to put them in the scrapbook.
So is this a perfect example, really, of the Times and the Sunday Times commitment to unique content for their customers?
I'd say it's exactly that, and it's also it's a link between the two. So the scrapbook will come free with the Sunday Times this week, this weekend, and then there's an opportunity to stick in pictures from both the Times and the Sunday Times in there. So that's what we would like readers to do.
How influential was John's story? What John created? I mean, how influential was that in saying, you know what, this will be a really great idea?
Well, I think John was a pioneer, and people, of course, have been doing scrapbooks for many years, all the way back to 1948, and I suspect even before then. And we've both seen John's scrapbook. We were all immensely impressed by it. But I think what we've produced what we've got here is a way of, taking that forward. There's a little bit more in there that children can look at and enjoy right now, learn a little bit from. But at the same time, the fundamental joy that John had of creating his scrapbook in 1948 is something that children can repeat now, and it's a way of establishing their enthusiasm for the sport, and their parents can get involved as well.
And from a wider perspective, during the games, what content will the Times and Sunday Times be producing that will really get readers hooked? What kind of Olympics coverage are you going to be offering?
Well, I can promise you there won't be any shortage of it. I mean, both papers are producing special supplements every day throughout the games. There will be enormous resources being put into it, more reporters, more people doing it than ever before. But I like to think it will go across that. The writing will be terrific, but the images will be terrific as well. But then, you know, we understand that there are different ways of looking into this, whether it's graphics, whether it's to do with the statistics of the games. No part of it will be unturned, and I think that people will have an enormous amount of choice when it comes to composing their scrapbooks, because there will just be so much brilliant content.